Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Ntate Musehle. We said earlier on that we will be touching base with him tonight at 11, and here he is. Muruti, welcome, and thank you so much for granting us the opportunity to talk to you, sir.
Welcome, Muruti Waka. It is really an honor and a privilege once again to have me on your show.
I hope you're well, sir.
By the grace of God, we are well, sir. Hey. Not complaining.
Happy Watronya, Watronya.
It's one of those things, eh?
Yeah, no.
We have to have the warmth and the cold and the dust and the wind, the rain, the storms and everything.
Thank you.
It's part of life.
It's called seasons, eh?
Yeah.
Seasons. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey. Muruti, we are having a topic today which much of the times abantu abaningi bathi isematheni ngesiZulu. Hobuletiwa ka yona thata. Kudukamatla. And one of the things that many people are looking to is the challenges that are faced by the spouses of those who preach or the spouses of preachers. You know, when you get married to a preacher, whether this person is a pastor, whatever, a minister, whatever, you are told that, hey, you are going to share this person with the rest of the world. And Oskana nor Baba Pala about you, it's a Johan. Why, but come share a lawyer and that. Yeah, that their time and all those kinds of things and stuff. And because they serve in the public sector, about the issues of the kingdom of heaven. And these people are like, they are special messengers, you know, who are supposed to be preaching the word. But there are challenges, you know, quite a lot of challenges that had come and that emanate from some of the comments of the people who are married to pastors, to bishops, to prophets, to prophets, and who are married to evangelists, those who teach the gospel all around the world. One of the challenges they spoke about much of the times is time itself. And saying, I don't have enough time with my spouse because they are away. I have a friend of mine, gets married, goes to honeymoon, comes back, gone. And then I said, hey, Chief, when you are gone on these crusades, for how long? He says 2 months at times. I go like, yeah. 2 months? Yeah, no. So, and then you drive around, fly around the whole country. Yeah, well, when we got married, she understood that we are going to be facing these kind of things and stuff. Oh, yes, they might tolerate it for the first 6 months or a year at the most. The second year, they don't take it. Another challenge is that you find at times the people that you work with, the people that your spouse who is a preacher works with,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and a PA flies with you to Durban, what. Your wife doesn't come along and all those kinds of things. Because it's business. And before you know it, this business has turned into an affair. Big challenge. Mm. One pastor once spoke, and you see, pride is very bad. One pastor once spoke and said in his church, 20% of the women, they want him. Hey, some people, he spoke that. You know, when they say someone is dogmatic, they mean that.
Sure.
A declaration without consideration. The thing is, a challenge that a preacher's wife faces is that the preacher is out there selling himself. Or is out there predating on others using his powers. who is out there having affairs and all those kinds of things. And they have power over women in the church. I'm talking about male preachers here. And before you know it, man, they have affairs. Not one, not two. Adultery is one of the challenges that many of the preachers' wives are facing in their own marriages. A big challenge. I have not yet touched the challenge of money because it is the least considered, that one. But it is also there. One says, I have to be away much of the time so that we can drive the German cars that we are driving.
Sure.
Shule mo Instagram. You know, it is quite sad at times that you see spouses who, you know, they are preacher husbands, don't even take a photo with them on social networks. Ogase moni, kiri limo tswansong sa WhatsApp, ogase moni. Limo sadiwa hai. Always a lone range. That says a lot. The challenge on the wife is that, hey, this man doesn't appreciate me much to even acknowledge me. Or have I become so ugly?
Sure.
What comes to mind, man of God, Kale Gobulele?
Yeah, what's working? Some of these things, they are self-inflicted.
Mm.
And some things that are beyond our control. The family of Radio Pulpit, people that are listening to us without fail, every week they are tuning in, and they are also hoping to hear, you know, some of the things that will build them up into the most holy faith and to also edify them as the body of Christ. You know, being a preacher in itself is a challenge. It's a challenge in a way that, said it earlier on, Muruti Hore, we are in the public space. We are preaching to people who are going through things. We are preaching to people who are hoping or believing God for turning their lives around. And one of the things that we as preachers do when we minister, we minister with the intent that the lives of people will be transformed, you know, to become better. But the only thing that we forget to do, and this is obviously a problem on our part as preachers, is that we do not set boundaries. It's very, very important to set boundaries, especially with the late hour calls and everything. You know, I believe as much as we want people to change, or we preach so that people can know Christ and that their lives will be changed, we need to always remember to set boundaries, especially for on the side of male preachers. We need to make sure that the younger women, they know that first of all that we are married, and that I'm a preacher, but when I get home, I'm a husband, and I won't be able to attend to your late calls, especially when my wife expects me to be her husband when I'm at home. So I won't be having a crusade while I'm in my bedroom, or having a crusade while I'm supposed to have a family time with my wife and my children. So that's one of the things that we actually fail to do, that we need to start doing as preachers. Another aspect, Murutuaka, is that of preachers, or I would say the marriage partner, the preacher, who forgets to be your husband or your wife at home, where you find that Muruti kapa me elim Muruti ha fihla ko lapeng abarko wena are no, I was ministering, so I'm very tired, and they forget to touch that part where they actually minister in a way of a spouse and not in a way of a preacher outside, because we have some duties that we are supposed to also fulfill as spouses when we get home. As a father to my children, they expect me to be their father and not their preacher when I'm at home. You know, they expect me to be the one that leads them and also the one that takes care of their needs at home. So those are the things that we need to look at. Now, I've noted some of the things that also the church has also been found in a wrong in that aspect, especially they have an expectation that automatically that your spouse has also to be called into the office of the fivefold ministry now that you are also a preacher. So there is that expectation. It is not a generic thing that when obidichwe ke modimo into an office of the fivefold that automatically your spouse becomes a also a preacher. Kenalo kwa bare ona le prophet and then le prophetess, as if it is a gender thing, or because now you are a prophet, then automatically your spouse becomes, or your wife becomes, a prophetess. And in other cases, you find that a female preacher who is called prophetess also expect that they will have a spouse who also now becomes, you know, automatically to be called prophet by the church.
Yeah, no, these are big challenges that come. Let's look at moments, you know, moments of those challenges which come if one is married to a preacher of sorts.
Become active, active in faith, 657 AM.
Become active, active in faith, 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We're talking about challenges that are faced by spouses of preachers. Eish. You know, Muruti, this thing of the PA, Lady Secretary, they are a big challenge to spouses of preachers. A big, big challenge, because these PAs are these more beautiful women who are more beautiful than the pastor's wife. Younger, way younger. And, you know, and in some instances, before you know it, man, they fly around together. When you think that, you know, the brother has been invited to come and preach in Cape Town, you think, okay, he went to Cape Town. Mara ui lele muto ko Cape Town.
Yeah.
Why one?
Yeah.
This person has gotten there on a different plane, even, and then this guy, ki hotela and stuff, why one? And honale chauffeur e tlangi mulata e mutropa, why one? And then unale muto go Cape Town. Le a satwe ing umfa chelete or atshware Uber, aire shopping and what while he's gone preaching and what they meet again, Manchuban, they go to dinner. And before you know it, they are flying back home. No one knows that they were together, having gone there, because they're not even in the same plane.
Sure.
And you discover later on, or this thing is happening by a friend who has been angered by this person. And then, oh, atome I leak. You start to see it on social networks. And another moment is basically on the issue of saying this person is anointed to take care of the business of the church, and they handle the monies and everything, and they control, you know, the your spouse or the spouse of the spouse, you know, they control everything, even what he or she should be getting, the groceries, everything, allowance, you know, comes from, you know, the signing of this very woman or this very secretary. And they are able to organize trips that do not include you as a spouse, you know. Even though they don't have an affair with the pastor and stuff, but, you know, they would say, this is strictly official, you know, it's not supposed to take you there, so we are paying his ticket when our sala.
Sure.
And then sometimes the other challenge is that the person basically doesn't get much of to bring at home to sustain the family, to take the kids to a proper school and all that. But so much time is taken, you know, by a so-called ministry. So much time is taken that his family is at limbo, you know. They can't even sustain themselves. That in itself is another challenge. The other challenge is just like the one you mentioned when we started, where you find that a preacher basically is being called left, right, and center. And in this case, it's called, come and counsel me, Shuloa counsel. Askiru leba sam mita bushiu. Bam mita munte arebianu. Askiru ki full time. When I will emerkung. Bam mita munte arebianu.
Eish.
Ufita higher quotes every time.
Yeah.
Nele chicken and rice. Kache kukwane. Ufita higher quotes right through. Warobala. Ufita higher quotes.
Counseling.
Yeah, counseling.
And the other partner is not there.
Yeah. Askiru abereka. Oh, yeah, now abereka full time. Askiru abereka. Hey, and a kinese. Kinese, na kongu ira night shift. Akir.
Hey, on that the mutia.
Hey, these are massive challenges. Another challenge, kiona eu. Another challenge, ki lack of self control of the preacher.
Yeah.
Kasizulu bathi hey waze walthandi lokwe, which means hey roko yena wayirada, roko yena wayirada. These are said, Muruti. What comes to mind?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about something else. Yeah, the finances, but we will come to that. Let's first come to this very important part here. That you know, as a preacher, I think we are as preachers, we are the ones who sometimes enable the disrespect from those of the opposite gender for your spouse. You know, I'm thinking in a case of pastors' wives. You know, we give platform for younger girls to approach us directly. Sometimes we even do not have a backbone or the nerve to say no to other things, or even to say, you know what, let me call my wife so that you can speak to her about that. It's actually going to save us a lot if younger girls want to, especially more the youth thing, unalokwabarunali youth group, and then they say, no, Arvite Muruti, to have his opinion. And on those things, it's much better sometimes to call your wife and say, because these are girls, let them rather speak to my wife. And if it was younger boys, then yes, I would be open to discuss certain things with them. The Bible requires of us, Muruti, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 36 to 37. You know, if we read it, Muruti Waka, you will then get the context. Ke kopa re bala re tsebe ra miscode. A ke rata miscode. O miscode down a le mathata. From Matthew 5 verse 36 and 37. 36 says, "Nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black." And then verse 37, "Yonayari, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than this is from the evil one." So sometimes they would ask you a question, obviously probably, you know, an innocent intention, but your response prompts them into a certain direction. So sometimes, if you are not sure a female preacher, you know, you are the one who needs to set the boundary there. Or your yes is a yes, and your no is a no. And it is on record. If you say yes, then obviously then you know, your yes will not get you into trouble. But if you are not sure of anything and you are in between, then the Bible tells us that whatever is in the gray area is of the evil one. Because in that direction, or whether you do it or one, why one. And then another thing, and again, I have never to account over like Ella, yeah, trip is in Matangata where you are getting invited. You know, I have one friend who's a preacher. He often travels, and whenever he travels, he would either travel with another male or with his wife. Whenever he's invited, he prefers to do that because of the part of the integrity of his ministry. Every time, whenever you appear, you are appearing with a different woman, and then origi PA ya how. Why asasale ko hae motho? Why are you not traveling alone then? You understand? So taba hore o tla loja dinner o ba teng motho in the dinner table, but whenever we're now minister, that person is not even there. For you ask yourself for motola abotse o hiriwe. Are we running a ministry or are we running a business? We understand that. So, kore ho tshwanetse be le clarity or wetsa hala in, so that people cannot have questions that will end up unanswered. Murutwaka, while we're talking about the finances, one of the strains selong or marriage edi safara. Ki baruti ba long or that depending on the offerings of the church. And while they're depending on the offerings of the church, sometimes Are they consistent in the offering? You find that this week result Nando's. Because Habanela Beketang Reja Kakalibisi, Korelore Yanon Kitoma, Kibalabala, and a Linda Munkuma salaried because of the Jotigi twice in Mudija. And then I end up having a demand, they are okay, I have to set up a crusade every 2 weeks or every month, so that I can sustain the lifestyle and be able to drive the German cars. And the sole purpose or the mandate of having a soul-winning crusade is for the souls to be won to Christ and nothing else. There's no ulterior motive. And if we do that, refeed our stomachs, then the intentions or the merit of what we do, then they actually defeat the purpose of us being preachers. Because now it is about money and no longer about souls. Another aspect, then, Murutuaka, and this is probably before you go to your next break, taking care of Yeshua's bride. You know, we know that the church is the bride of Christ. And so if I fail as back to the qualifications of elders from 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1. Or if I'm an elder appointed by God or even appointed by the church. How will I be able to take care of Yeshua's bride if I'm not able to take care of my own? We'll go into depth afterwards.
Absolutely. You know, these challenges really come, and they challenge the poor spouse also there, you know, who basically is in love with the man, but hey, the man is in love with something else. And this ends up bringing effects that we will touch on coming up next.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And here we are with Ndate Peter. Ndate Peter, we basically find ourselves, Murutuaka, at marriages that dwindle. You know, if one basically, and I'm really sorry to say this because it is the truth that is there. Marriages of many preachers are not working out because of these challenges, you know, because these challenges are addressed wrongly. Many marriages are going astray, you know, and the effects when it comes to the challenges faced by preachers' spouses, number one is neglect. They feel neglected. They feel left out. They feel disrespected. They feel overlooked.
Yeah.
And they feel infuriated. They feel somehow despised, you know, and that brews a lot of anger within them, these preachers' spouses, because these things are hurtful, and at the same time they provoking anger from them, until now they start to resent what their spouse stands for, and they start to resent even the church that he or she says she is a or he is a minister in. They start to resent the worship, and you would be surprised, many spouses of preachers stop even going to church and they stay at home. I'm not talking about those silly ones. I'm talking about those who are seriously affected. It is quite sad. Muruti?
Yeah. You see, Muruti, what you are touching on there, it is very worrisome because it happens a lot. You know, one of the elders that I usually speak to on a regular basis. Armona Aramusese Uska Hasaki Rerala Basadi Baba to Baba. He was saying to me that, you know, I need to not have the joy of preaching to other women in the absence of my wife. Because sometimes, you know, the loudest amen that you can get is from my wife. you know. Mm. If she's the one who knows whether I'm putting up an act or I'm genuine. She's the one who knows whether I'm speaking from the spirit, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, or I'm putting up an act of a rehearsal. Mm. And I was rehearsing throughout the night and say, I'm going to preach powerfully tomorrow. Hey, you know, and yes. Also thereby neglecting them while I'm doing the rehearsal. Mm. Because maybe keep busy, keep practice. Marie, we have never even had a prayer together or even to pray for the Lord to guide us into really what to minister about.
Mm-hmm.
Because before we preach, we need to inquire from the Lord. I was conducting a survey in Rituaka on the topic.
Mm.
A friend of mine, Kere, what do you think are some of the challenges? And, you know, he says to me, one of the challenges is when the board, of, the church board, interferes in the running of the church. You know, treasurer interferes in the running of the spiritual things. Mm. You know, intercession, they will never partake in the discussion. Prayer or anything that of the spirit, they'll never be part of the discussion.
Mm.
But once you talk about tithes and offering, you'll hear them speak.
Mm.
So then you wonder, are we in a business or are we in ministry? You know. One of the things telling or they are frustrating Murituaka also is when women acknowledge or recognize the effort or the ministry of the of Muruti, for an example, buying him and pampering him with gifts, but never buying anything from Mamuruti. Yeah. You will hear or see. Muruti has been bought this and that. We were doing a thanksgiving for Muruti, but nothing for Mamuruti. And then you wonder what was the intention there, because these people are a couple, they are one, you know, and there is favoritism as well. Another thing, Muruti has a succession pledge. But if we didn't do the right things and hear from God, or who's going to succeed, you know, in an event that you either pass away or you are going on retirement or for whatever reason. Baruti baba mwe hanchi, once fella Muruti atokofala, their spouse remains behind.
Mm.
And you find that bamotive la motere gembar mona otokofet or msaja otokofet. Ausana a purpose here. It's one more mission house or a wenar south talker because this preacher not legaena asali. So if you find that the person is no longer being needed, and even their needs are not taken care of when they become widowed, you know. Mm. And another question that we can ask ourselves, Murituak, Koro, what is the role of a spouse in ministry? You know, because you find that monakapa noa preacher, and then Ntate is expected to just be an usher, you know, a following, and then make an asset along the crusade. Alo sheep, ayakoka, Ntate, I think, and a chantalo apelabama. And then you start wondering there, Hore, Hanti, why me is asabi that wife, Yamunahai, you know, asabi me wabana. You know, hey. traveler. Now we've made an example that a male who travels a lot, a male preacher. Now when we turn the coin upside down, level a female preacher. Alien atamayang a traveler too many places. Does it make sense now? So we need to look at that.
Absolutely.
Now we need to look at scripture as well, or. Ntwela asila mathomo e bateng gore o be le couple e leng gore both of them are preachers. Although I said earlier gore it is not a generic thing, or every time male and ntate tshwanetse ba be both called into ministry. Now, we have a couple, Murutuak. They are popular, but Baba Tiva too much, Baba Code. Ke Aquila Le Priscilla. Ke example, ya couple, ya level lang, erere, Mudimu over visit Baleva baby into ministry. And the reason for that was that the calling ya Priscilla wouldn't have fulfilled or wouldn't have been appropriate or Mudimu Amoverekise and a traveler around sharing the gospel, leaving a husband behind. Hence, in this case, they were both called into ministry. And who are these people? We have many verses that Kadibala Hana Koidumela Hori. Where do they come from? Priscilla le Priscilla, these are people by Longore. They came from a place called Pontus, Mrituak. And Apostola Paulus, we tell us some along Amanichinana for an example in the book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 2. Ere bala relevel laure erein or are tome from verse 1 so that we get the right context. Ke Acts chapter 18 and then rekanera bala from verse 1 re gore ya reng yona ka Priscilla le Aquila because ona le mo mo abuleleng ka bona hape uri after these things Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth, and now we know that Corinth was a colony of the Roman Empire. And then he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. But because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them, Paul came to Priscilla and Aquila. Verse 3, so because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked. For by occupation, they were tent makers. So this couple was called into the ministry. They met with Paul when Claudius, who was a Roman emperor, all the Jews must depart from the place of Rome. They need to depart. But their trade was being tent makers. Both of them, they met with Paul and they worked together, making tents. Now, they were also traveling and sharing the gospel. And then, Lentula Mudimuleri, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. Now, Ritopoza Hanyani, although Reutwilo Hore, they were tent makers, but their role is seen much in verse 18 Murutuak. Hare level from verse 18 or hearing. It is so Paul still remained a good while, then he took leave of the brethren and sailed for Syria. And Priscilla and Aquila were with him. He had his hair cut off at Cenchrea, for he had taken a vow. And he came to Ephesus and left them there, and but he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. Now, these are the people who also had a time in verse 26, we get the story properly there, that they began, let us go quickly to verse 24. There is a ministry of a man called Apollos. Now, a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. While he was preaching there, this man had been instructed in the way of the Lord and being fervent in the spirit. He spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only of the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. So these are people who did ministry together, and it was really, really glorifying God, because they had time to also hear when others preach, and they would be able to also correct him and show him. Then they're not just correcting a person who is in error. This man is a man who was filled with the Spirit. He spoke, and he spoke accurately, although he had limited understanding, because we prophesy in part and we know in part. But this is just one of the examples of a couple that God had ordained both of them for ministry. But it's not the case with every couple that the man and the woman has to be called, like we put pressure on them. Or no, because when I'm on now, you have to be called.
Yeah. These are the pressures and these are the challenges that preachers' spouses are facing. When we come back, we do the final thought on this very matter.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Coming to the final part of the matter, it goes without saying, a preacher's spouse will always have challenges, because this person belongs in one way or another to the public, not in terms of ownership, but in service. But the word of God is very clear about a man who runs his home with order. And then saying, if such cannot run his home with order, they can never run the things of God. And also it is spoken well in the word of God with regards to the respect that should be there in marriage. And that your spouse is one with you and you are one with him or her. And you need to be together with your spouse throughout. And they become part of your life. You become part of their lives. It means what you do, they also have a right to come and inspect, spectate, pray with, do with you. If they don't do what you do, but at least support you, they cannot be left in the dark. And some tight girl seems to be taking their role and all those kinds of things. We have seen this sinister, satanic action occurring amongst those who say we are preachers going elsewhere. We should be careful, Muruti. What say you finally?
Finally, Muruti, the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus 1, it speaks very expressly in terms of the qualifications of elders, that they need to be husbands of one wife. You know, if they say verse 2 in 1 Timothy chapter 3, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, and able to teach. Now verse 4, the jumper 3 quickly. Verse 4, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. And verse 5, for if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? How do you take care of Yeshua's bride when you cannot take care of your own? Because that is the purpose, over one of the elders, or the qualification that is expected of you. We need to be strict on this one, because we need to save our marriages. The younger generation is looking at us, and they will grow hating the gospel indeed.
Yeah, they will grow hating the gospel indeed. We should be careful. Left with at least 30 seconds, Muruti, on this matter. What would you say to someone who says, "Joe, I have overstepped so much. How do I make things right?" What would you say in short?
Murutuaka, in short, is that there's always a way to go back to God. We need to look at our own faults and rectify them by repenting. Mm. And changing our ways, and we shouldn't shy away from seeking counsel from elders and really looking into correcting our ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Muruti, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. May God bless you, sir.
Blessings to you too, Murutuak.
And how do people connect with Ntate Muruti Phetamosetle?
I am available on Tatuaka on Facebook, account Phetamosetle, and also I'm reachable on the phone number 079-668-1073.
Yeah, no, I, yeah. Otherwise, you're not terrible. It's about problem. Go on. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. Much blessings to you, sir.
Amen. Blessings to you too, sir.
Thank you so much. That is Ntatemosetle there. Thank you for listening. And to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There is none like him in our lives. And I trust you will have yourself a beautiful and a powerful time in really making sure that you prioritize your spouse in all these things. Shalom.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.